Overdose deaths in the U.S. rose to a record high in 2021. That is according to a preliminary estimate from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the vast majority of these deaths were caused by illegally made fentanyl. NPR health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee joins us now to tell us more about this new data. Hi, Ritu.
Hey, Elsa.
So how many people died from overdoses last year?
We're talking about over 107,000 people.
Wow.
And that was the highest number of overdose deaths that the U.S. has seen in any given year in the entire two decades that this drug epidemic has been going on for. And here's Farida Ahmad. She's a researcher at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics.
Over 80,000 of those deaths involved opioids, which was about a 15% increase.
And the vast majority of those opioid-related deaths were caused by fentanyl.
Right, and we're talking about illicit fentanyl, right?
That's right. But the difference is that, several years ago, fentanyl was primarily combined with heroin. But since the last 3 years, other illicit drugs, cocaine, methamphetamine, even illegally made prescription drugs like oxycodone are being contaminated with fentanyl. Dr. Nora Volkov directs the National Institute on Drug Abuse, and she says that this has put many more people at risk of overdosing.
Now people that have using cocaine are at risk of overdosing from fentanyl. Similarly, people taking methamphetamine are at risk for overdosing. And very tragically, people that may be using illicit prescriptions, and I say very tragically because in many instances, these may be people that take just one pill.
Wow. And die if that pill's contaminated. Volkov says a lot of people using these drugs don't even suspect that the drugs may contain fentanyl. And, you can't tell by looking at a drug that it is contaminated. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people taking these drugs for various reasons. Here's Volkov again.
People take illicit prescription drugs because they have pain, they cannot sleep properly, they are anxious, and they don't get them from their doctors, so they go to the illicit market.
So it's affecting a bigger swath of drug users who aren't necessarily aware of their risks.
Well, what's being done to curb this pattern?
So, the Biden administration has made investments in expanding access to harm reduction measures like naloxone, which reverses overdoses, clean needles, and fentanyl test strips to test if a drug is contaminated. And just last month, the administration announced its plans to address this crisis, with harm reduction being a key component. Sheila Vakaria is with the Drug Policy Alliance, and she says she's heartened by this federal investment.
Harm reduction has historically been incredibly underfunded and has been relegated to state and local funding or private funding.
But she also adds that the existing efforts clearly aren't enough. We're seeing a rise in deaths. And she says that access to harm reduction measures still remains spotty.
To date, we only have two legally operating above ground harm reduction overdose prevention centers in the country. And we need to see these in communities across the country because people are also dying of overdose alone and not having a place to go or not having people around them to be able to adequately respond.
So, she says, despite all these great investments, there's clearly more that needs to be done to make these kinds of things available to more people to save lives.
Absolutely. That is NPR's Ritu Chatterjee. Thank you so much, Ritu.
Thanks, Elsa. My pleasure.